It's happening. It's going down. Hi. Welcome to Wits and Giggles. I am Whitney. I'm joined by my trusty co-host, Shelley.
Hi.
And today we have a very special guest. We have Michi. Michi, say what's up.
What's up? Hello, hello, hello.
So we'll just crack right into it.
Yeah.
Michi, we met Michi one night in an Uber pool. It was like faded.
It was.
It was really special. So where were we going?
We were going to the Coors Light fader party.
Oh yeah.
And
that was a weird night.
If anyone's ever used Uber pool, you share rides with people, and we got in the car first, and then we stopped at a dispensary in Silver Lake and picked up Michi. Mm-hmm. And then immediately got into a really great conversation about sex and weed, which is our favorite topic to talk about. We didn't even tell you at all that what we did.
No.
Not until after you went through your whole story.
Yeah.
Then we told you.
Yeah. It couldn't have been more perfect.
Yeah. So we've been, so that's been maybe like a month or something, and we've been excited to have you on. We're glad you're here.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad to be here. I've been very, very excited to come.
So. Yeah. So is there anything right off the bat that you want to tell us about yourself? Any defining statement or anything people need to know about you?
Not in particular, but I stand in my truth, so
okay.
I will try to be as honest and candid as possible, so.
Well, we believe you can do it.
Yeah,
we experienced it before. We believe in you.
So in the car, when we met you, we talked about, because we picked you up from a dispensary.
Right.
And we were already talking about weed with the driver. I don't remember what we were talking about. But then you started talking about...
We were talking about weed, and you're like, excuse me, are you guys talking about marijuana or something like that?
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I just came from a dispensary.
And you told us that you liked that one. You can shout that place out if you'd like to.
Oh, yeah. CCA on Sunset Boulevard is
that's
like...
That's the one.
Yeah, that's like the best dispensary. That's the dispensary I go to. I love their edibles. I love all the different strains they have. So, I guess shout out to them.
Okay. And what's your favorite strain that they have? What do you usually buy?
They actually have an OG Kush called Cosmos that I'm really, really digging. But they also have one, another strain called Blue Crush.
Okay.
That I'm really enjoying, you know. For me, weed was like, for years, I couldn't really get into it. I used to live in Chicago, and I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio. So I couldn't really get into it because it always
Chicago
made
and
me.
Ohio.
This is a shout-out show.
It is a shout-out. But I couldn't get into it because it always made me sleepy. I just didn't, you know, I just immediately wanted to eat something and go to sleep. And then when I got here, you know, being introduced to the whole dispensary and everything, and then
it was designer weed, and then it was like
I remember going into CCA for the first time, and then being I'm like, well, I don't want to be sleepy, but weed traditionally makes me sleepy. So she was just like, oh no, there's lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think the first thing I tried was like she had like a morning blend or something. She was like, this weed actually perks you up. And it was weird for me. I haven't stuck with that strain, obviously, but it was different. It was a different feeling for me actually being high and not feeling sleepy. So
yeah,
it's kind of been a journey. I've only been in, it'll actually be a year I've been in LA in October. So
congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
A little early, but
good job.
So yeah, and that unlocked a whole new world for me.
In the car, we talked about. I mean, I think we got right into how you use
it. Well, we asked you what you were going to do, that night.
Yeah,
what the plans were.
And yes. I believe I was going to have sex.
Yeah, right.
You said it as such. You were like, I'm gonna smoke some weed, have some sex, something like that.
Exactly. Weed is so good for having sex. I'm sorry. It just is.
And so we want to hear your side of it, because a lot of people's opinion on weed and sex is that it doesn't work, that they're very kind of awkward about it.
Yeah, or like it makes them self-conscious, or they're just lazy. Like, maybe they don't have the right strain.
But you know what? For years, I was that way, too. So I've been on both sides of that. Because I used to not like to be high mm-hmm. and have sex. But it was once I let down my inhibitions with weed, right? I had to come to a place where I was comfortable. Plus, I'm really neurotic, like crazy neurotic, overly analytical, whatever. So I think, but I've gotten more comfortable with myself. I've come to a place where I'm really like just okay with who I am and whatever. And I'm a lot
sort of like growing up a little bit. Like with every year that passes, I feel more comfortable in my skin.
Exactly. And I'm just a little less neurotic. And I noticed it makes me able to tolerate the weed better and be able to relax. Cause I used to not be able to relax either.
Yeah.
So it was like a thing where it was like, okay, I don't like this feeling. Let me just eat and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can relax. I can enjoy it. I really love music
on
weed. And then, you know, the sex. So I think now that I'm, you said being older, just becoming more comfortable with who you are, and now I can really enjoy it. So when I started having sex, I used to have an ex who loved to smoke, and whenever I would smoke with him, I wouldn't enjoy the sex. I just wouldn't.
It would like put you in a weird, it would put annoyed you out weird, or whatever.
Yeah, it would put me in a just a weird place. But now, it's amazing.
So what about it is amazing? What does it do for you?
I don't know. I mean, I've had sex without weed, and I can still, you know, reach an orgasm, you know, whatever. But it just, it's like I'm so connected with my body and the feelings and everything that's happening. It's like, oh, yes, this is it. You know what
it
I mean?
It heightens like, your sensations, like, all the way around.
Exactly. And, like, disclaimer, I'm gay. I'm a bottom. So, you know, like it's like, I can't be too graphic on this show. Can I?
You can do whatever the fuck we invite that.
We want you to be as graphic as possible.
Okay. So like literally as the penis is going in, it's just like, it's like this weird pleasure pain when I'm high. It's like,
you get pleasure from the pain,
but it's not like it's painful. It's like, ooh, it hurts so good. Like that's the best way I can describe it, because even though you feel a slight pain, it's not like totally like hurt. Like it's like it hurts really, really good.
Yeah. And some people are that way about tattoos. Like they love that pain. Yeah.
And then it's just, and then if you know, if he can hit my spot, then it's just like,
this is something we really wanted to discuss with
you. Yeah. Well, you were saying that you can have multiple orgasms.
Yes, yes. And the first time I had multiple orgasms back to back, I didn't know that was possible. I had had my, because you can achieve an orgasm without like without like jacking off or anything
without
like that.
Without touching
your penis, basically, if your prostate is properly stimulated.
Right.
And I had had that before, but normally when that had happened, it would happen just once.
Yeah, and you then know, it's done.
And then it's and it would
it's
be
lovely,
done.
Lovely, but
right.
it's done.
It's lovely, but it would be done.
Uh-huh.
And since I've been here, this is within my first year of being here, I was, you know, talking to somebody let's say having casual sex with somebody.
Okay.
It was more of a friend with benefits situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where the first time that we had sex, he was able to make me come without touching myself and multiple times.
He was just that magic lover.
He was magic.
His
penis was anyway.
Yeah.
And so like from there, like I literally had to go look it up because I thought something was wrong. Like I
the right kind of wrong, I'll tell you what.
I knew it felt good. I knew it was crazy, but I was like, what is wrong?
What is this? Yeah.
He has a demonic penis. Like I can't continue to have sex with him because something's not right. But I had looked it up and saw that if the prostate is properly stimulated and if it continues to be given that stimulation, that men can have multiple orgasms and back to back without rest.
Do you get an erection immediately, or can you come without an erection?
I can come without an erection. I can come with an erection. It's really
so
awesome.
So when you come from this prostate stimulation, do you ejaculate?
I do.
Even if you're not erect? Like, even if it's... Wow!
I have looked...
That's what I'm talking about. We're learning shit, girl.
And it's obviously, for me, well, I don't know about all men, but for me, it's not as, like, I don't know what I want to say. It's not as hearty as a full, like, if I were jacking off, right? It's not as much, but it is... A little squirt.
A little spritz.
Yeah.
Out of a soft dick.
Out of a soft dick.
Wow.
Or it could be hard.
It could be hard. In theory.
But even when it's soft, still a little something comes out.
This is exciting. Exactly.
This is very exciting. Yeah.
Are you guys excited?
I'm excited right now. I'm also hot. I'm hot and bothered, but it's like maybe not so much in the traditional sense, but in the like literal sense. I'm hot. My computer's being weird. Yeah. I think it's hot. I don't know.
But you know what? We're getting it together.
We're getting it together.
But what I don't like for your straight male
listeners,
I don't want them to think this is just a thing for gay men, because actually when I had looked up the thing...
When you were nervous, because you got the dick of life and you were like, I don't know what to do with this. Is this normal? Am I possessed?
The several web pages that I came up with actually were really trying to talk to straight men to say, like, you can basically... by exploring this different zone, right? Don't be uncomfortable. Don't be like this is something that you can do with your wife, or this is something that you can do. They call it a hold on one second, because I had pulled up the website before I came here.
Yes, you did your homework. I appreciate.
I'm such a dork.
No, you're not a dork. You're a good guest.
Yeah. It's called you can learn bring awareness to your prostate by learning to use a prostate massaging tool such as an anerose. Or a prostate vibrator.
What's an anerose?
We know those. I think that's the the sex toy. Remember I played a clip from them once. Oh, you better roll some, girl.
It says, can I read something real quick?
Oh, yeah, please.
It says, using an anerose during conventional sexual intercourse with your partner will only heighten the experience.
That's what they're talking about.
And you'll eventually be able to experience powerful multiple orgasms that ripple throughout your body without any softness or downtime in between them.
So what website is this on? I'm just curious.
Okay.
Because they're encouraging straight couples to use sex toys, which I think is great.
Right.
It's great.
It's called Divine Pollination. So that's DiviniPollination.com.
Divine Pollination. Like, if that's not a mixtape already, it should be. Like baby making music.
Right. Divine Pollinate. Maybe I'll do it.
There you go. Do you make music? Do you do that?
I'm a writer, and I actually, I do write songs as
you
well.
I dabble.
Wow. I'm getting
so I think we should go to a song, and then when we come back, I think we should talk about methods of stimulating the prostate.
Definitely.
With your hand.
Definitely.
And we should get on Periscope.
Okay, we're going to get on Periscope.
Okay.
I'm going to put line two up here. Will you turn that? Oh, no, you don't need to turn that down. You got to turn it up. Okay, we're going to go to a song.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. You're good at radio.
Yeah, you are.
So we're back. We're with Michi.
Hey.
We've been talking about prostate stimulation.
Yeah.
And
so we started to get into that you were saying that you don't want straight dudes to think that it's only for
No, not at all.
Prostate stimulation is for all men.
So I think the thing is that then straight women need to learn how to do that, like how to approach it, which I am very curious.
Well, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, I think you just have to make a man, let a man know and let him be comfortable in the fact that we have different erogenous zones. And
if you're not...
Like, you're closing yourself off to a whole nother sexual experience just because you have this... This really a societal view of what sex should be, how it should be conducted, what roles the man and the woman
like
play.
Like, you're not utilizing your resources.
No,
if you're not.
Not
trying different things, because maybe some of that shit's going to get you to the next level, which is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You leveled up. You leveled up in the sexual world.
How can you know if you like something if you don't at least give it a try? I'm good. I'm so afraid of like start stumbling over words and whatnot.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
Don't trust what happens.
But like, I think that because a lot of this stuff is societally accepted, we have these norms, right? That we just subscribe to. Men should go out and make the money, and women should stay home and cook and clean. And it's like let all of that shit go. Like, explore who you are. Like, there are so many people who you can tell, like, you're so mad because you're confined yourself to this system of things that you think you should do because society or your parents or whoever told you should, and you just don't. And like, you could be so much happier, like,
If you just let it go a little bit.
So I say all that to be like, I've always been an experimental person.
Yeah.
But my parents were always, I know with, at least with food, they would always be like, I would say, you know, when you're a kid, you just say, I don't like that. But you don't know what it tastes like. You just say that because it looks weird to you. Or you don't like the way it smells.
Yeah.
And so you say, I'm not going to eat that. And my parents would say, have you ever tried that? You know, and I would be like, well, no. Well, then try it. If you don't like it from there, then you can say you don't like it. But try. Always have the, be open enough to try something first to see whether or not you like it. And I think that just...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just translated into something completely else with me, because it became like all things. Like,
yeah,
try
that's
it.
Good. I think that's a great place to be. I try to be that way, at least in a culinary sense.
So
I like
you...
to be like, that looks fucking gross to me, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, I eat some gross shit. I eat oysters. Oysters, Shelly?
Ooh, I
do. It took forever.
I love fried oysters. The way they do them down in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So do you usually start with a pinky finger? Like, how, like, let's say in a relation, like, when you meet suit.
She wants you to tell her how to put a, how to properly put a finger up an ass.
You want,
like, I want to know where the prostate is, too. Like, give me some positioning.
Okay, well, listen, this is like divine.
No, like, I want, like, you to tell me.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Because it's right under the bladder.
Okay.
So then it's up.
Yeah, it's like.
You gotta get up and back.
Yeah.
So it's just, but like,
it's like right there though. Like, it's like,
oh, it's like right there.
It's like, it's not
like, how many inches from the asshole? Like,
it's not that far in. So probably, I mean, you know,
how gotta, many knuckles? This is a game we maybe, like to play on with some giggles called how many knuckles?
How many knuckles?
Because the rectum is like no more than 6 inches. I think the rectum has a max of like 6 to 8 inches or something. So
really,
yeah. So it's not, it's not even that, you know,
deep.
No,
it's it not. Ain't that deep.
But if you go past that 8 inches, then you're getting into something else, like a lower intestine or something. But so you don't need to go like all the way in. You don't need to go like.
For those of you that just joined us,
you don't want to destroy the whole.
Yeah. Don't destroy. How many knuckles?
How many knuckles?
Yeah.
I'd say you could probably easily get to one. Just go to one.
One.
And, you know, especially if he's a newbie, you know, get some nice lube, some Vaseline.
What, Vaseline? Is that your favorite?
But, I mean, Vaseline, if you're a couple.
What's your go-to?
My go-to lube is actually called Swiss Navy. It is a silicone-based lube. I don't use water-based lubes anymore.
Why?
Well, I saw a study that was published over like a 10-year period. They looked at all these different lubes and how they affect the lining of your rectum. No, this is so serious. And they found
the lining of your rectum.
And it found that with the water-based lubes, it was actually it was being absorbed by the muscle tissue and tearing it down. And so over a time period, they saw a deterioration of lining being elastin or whatever. Yeah, it was like, and it was like really weird. So it was like, basically, you're making us looser. So
deterioration of muscle sounds like loose buttholes, we don't need that.
As that deteriorates, but it found that silicone based lubes do not get absorbed by the muscle tissue at all. It just it literally just sits on top, like, it's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah,
and it doesn't mess with your lining or anything like that. So, it's a little more expensive, obviously, because water based lubes are cheaper. Silicone-based lubes are a little more pricey, but...
Where do you buy it from? Your grocery store?
Normally a sex shop. You know, sex shops serve lube. They have the anaerobes. Like, they have everything. They have other things than porn.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't have to just go in there to buy porn. There's a lot of helpful,
things. Much great shit in those stores.
That's
the place to go. If you have to do a white elephant gift party, like, you know, one of those kind of parties with your friends, I suggest you go to a sex store. Because at any price level, there is some weird shit you could get that would make your friends, like, laugh. Because there's you know, cheap weird shit, expensive weird shit, you know, mid-range.
I went for a white elephant party one year. I went to the porn store and got a thing that said, come tell. So, what? You know.
Did anyone want it?
I don't know. But it was funny to me. Come tell. That you would have a towel for cum.
Yeah, specifically. Although it does kind of make sense because you really
it's usually kind of how it happens.
You don't want to use that towel for
other stuff.
You just use all your towels. You don't have a specific towel as your cum rag.
I don't have a cum towel.
If that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Looking at you. I don't know. You should hold it because my arm is fucking tired.
No, I don't have a cum towel.
What you have to use.
You rotate towels.
Well, I'd rather do it in the. I'm giving away a little bit much, but I do it in the shower.
Oh, really?
That makes sense.
Yeah, mostly. I'm a guy who, like, it's convenient. Like, it makes sense to do it in the shower because it's like, it's convenient. I'm already in here. I'm alone.
Yeah.
And like afterwards, I'm just gonna wash it all away. Like, so yeah. I don't have to even clean up in there because I'm doing it right in there, and then I can just wash from, like,
I was just a normal wash.
I was told though that if you come in a hot shower, it like makes it a weird consistency where it's hard to clean up or something.
It does. I understand what they're
like
saying.
Like a fried egg.
Yeah, it's I've had pieces linger while
that's
in the
crazy.
Shower.
I never
but
thought about that. It makes sense though. It's like protein. You know?
Good for your hair.
Nice little hair gel.
Little hair gel.
Yeah. I will admit that I've given myself actual facials with sperm.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah.
Giving you?
Like a minute facial after a guy comes on my face.
Oh, like you leave it on there on purpose? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, wow. That is both funny and I don't know what else to...
It's wild.
It's wild. It's funny and wild.
So, okay, so someone comes in your face and do you, like, rub it in?
Mm-hmm.
You spread it? And have, like, a mask? Did you think that would really make your skin good? I don't know. Come to me is, like, always a weird...
It's protein.
Consistency. I know, but it's a weird...
It's weird, right?
It's, like, gelatinous and...
Yeah, yes. I don't know.
It's grody to me. I wouldn't put it on my face on purpose. Like, if you get cum on your face, you get cum on your face, but I wouldn't let it linger. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely. No, I'd be like, well.
Maybe, yeah.
thanks for that.
Could use a heads up, but
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I was told it was good for your skin that they're using in, like, creams and shit.
I think they do use, like, whale sperm or something in, like, some skincare products or something. Like,
yeah.
There's whale sperm on your face. There's yeah. another animal's sperm that they've actually used and sold to you as a special product.
At a high cost because it's hard to get.
It's hard to get.
You don't know that many whales, like, yeah. Honestly.
I mean, we can't just get whales and be getting their sperm.
I'm going to go to a song here. I've got a thing I want to play. I think you guys will agree. Would you do me a favor?
What
would you?
You?
I'm going to do that. Okay, hello.
Hey. So we're hey back. Now. Whoa, thanks it's up in the red right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Turn that shit down then.
I can't reach it.
I can't reach it.
You can't reach it.
Not me. So for those of you that are listening, we love you. We really
yeah,
do.
It's
we
like really it's do. Like a really special thing to know that we shared this time with you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's the truth. It's the real truth. Our friends will be like, "Yo, I listened to your show," and I'll be like, "Shut up, you did." Like always, I'm like, "You listen, girl. That's why you my friend."
Yeah, shout out Laura, so
shout out
baby.
All my friends, Laura.
That's
shout
so
out,
sweet.
You know, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them. All right. So wait, did we get to the nitty gritty? Did you get the information that you needed about how to stimulate the prostate? Like. What?
I think so.
What are you going to do?
I mean...
Walk me through how you okay. can experiment with a little bit of prostate.
I would probably be giving someone a blowjob.
Okay.
And slip my pinky in while I'm giving them a blowjob.
You probably wouldn't even need to slip. Your index finger would be fine. Just,
it's
you
know. A little index bit. Finger. It's right there. Huh?
Yeah, it's right. Like, it's right there, especially. Especially when you're... sucking it, you're like, it's right there, and it's like, if you just work your finger in sometimes it's very like, just before you know it, it's up there.
Yeah.
Because it is an erogenous zone. It does, it has a lot of nerve endings. And
yeah, totally.
It's a lot of feeling.
We've taken a pro anal stance in general since the beginning, I would say. So.
Every single play. Show.
Every single show we talk about. But
pretty much.
Like, we don't really, there might not be a show where we didn't, honestly. But, you know, someone's got to hit these hard topics. You know?
Someone does.
So.
Oh my God, Wits and Giggles.
That's us.
That I know.
That is us.
It's so properly named. I'm just saying, because I have had a blast here in the short time I've been here. Yeah.
We try to giggle. Do I need to go to another song? I'm not prepared to talk. I think no. I should, huh? Or do we have something that we?
Do we have
talk about?
A song that you really want to play?
I have a lot of songs that I want to play.
Really?
Well, I just like songs, you know?
Everybody likes songs, especially when they're...
Your song, like, you know, your jam.
Yeah, good jam. Oh my God, do you like Alina Baraz?
I do, actually.
Oh my God, I
And I'm
love
glad
her.
That you asked. I wish I had a jam from her right now. But I do have something that I think is also kind of good. I don't know. It's kind of bad. It's kind of good.
What is it? I don't know. Oh, I don't even know if I've heard that.
Wow. We'll just play it.
Okay.
We should just play it.
I'm so tinkered. Buried up like.
And we're back.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
just wanna look good for you, good for you. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this mess I'm not from before.
So, we had the fan on for 1 second. And I'm going to tell you, though, it does feel a little bit cooler in here, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, we're back.
We are back. Here we are.
Michi, I know you had something. I know you had something that you wanted to talk about, something that we didn't quite get into in the last little bit.
Okay.
What was it? You said...
But I didn't want straight men thinking it was only
only for gay men.
Only for gay men to be open to exploring themselves.
Yeah. And so what's a way for either a single man or a straight man and his partner to tap into it? Like, what's the what do they need to cross the line?
I think both of them need to be open to exploration.
Yeah.
I think both of them need to look at zones and places and spots and different ways to erogenously come to different points in their bodies and to allow themselves to feel that type of pleasure, right?
Yeah.
Give over to your partner as so they will give over to you, and then both of you can give in to each other. Like, right?
Yeah.
I want people to experience the most pleasure, and there's a great amount of pleasure to be gained.
I agree.
From exploring your prostate. So just being open and letting each other explore and knowing limits.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, just open to exploration. I think it's healthy for a relationship.
Yeah, and healthy for just anyone. Like, you should be in your life seeking new experiences, or at least I think so.
Exactly. And having new experience doesn't make you, you know, somehow a betrayal or something. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't...
Yeah.
Giving over to your sexual vices, especially with a partner, somebody that you love and trust and enjoy.
Yeah, you know, should be doing
having
that.
Having that exploration is not... There's nothing bad about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be amazed how many people... when you talk about it, it's like, no, people just need to do it one way. And it's like, really? Like, you need to regulate how people have sex? Like, no.
Yeah, why?
Why?
Who
why does
fucking
it,
says?
What
it's
I do,
part of our culture.
What if what I do in my bedroom with me and my partner is none of your fucking business?
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Like, I hate people. People in America think they are so entitled to be in other people's business. You're not.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Sorry, my rant.
No.
I have a topic that was texted to me.
Oh, really? What was it?
Bad hand jobs / blowjobs, and if you should say something.
Bad hand
or a bad, if you're getting a bad blowjob.
Well, I personally, I don't do hand jobs, or I don't necessarily get hand jobs done on me.
Yeah.
And
maybe like a little bit.
A blowjob is really irrelevant to me. So it's not something
that's irrelevant to you?
To me.
What do you mean?
I enjoy giving head.
Yeah.
I could care less whether I actually got head. I don't
really.
I don't need to be reciprocated upon.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's just I don't know. It's,
I think for some people it's superfluous. Like it's more than you need. I don't know. I hear this from dudes every once in a while. Like for whatever reason they're just not into head. It seems weird to me, to be honest.
Yeah. Because to head.
Yeah.
Giving and receiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can get an enthusiasm for giving it. I've been told I'm
gifted.
Gifted. With that, but
will you share some of those gifts with us?
What? On how to give head?
Yeah, let's hear some pointers.
You know what? The art of giving head is the man really paying attention to what he likes. Because before I can give the perfect blowjob, I have to see what it is.
Find those spots.
Like, see what you like.
This, snake charmer thing. Like, move your body like a snake, ma.
It is. I'm starting off slow, then I'm working my way up, working out speeds, working out my tongue, my tongue whirl. I mean, because, and then while I suck on a dick, I swirl my tongue
around
as well. So, up and down with the swirly motion.
That's a talent you do.
It is a talent. I mean, it takes a lot of breath control.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of breath control.
So, who should we shout out? What are your friends that are listening? Who's texting you right now?
My friend Devon.
Hey, Devon.
Hi.
And my friend Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel.
What up, Gabriel? Give us some questions. What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, I think one of them might have just I think just said, "This is too much. I'm sorry. I'm tapping out."
Really?
That's okay. Can I get some of that Tecate in this? Thank you. That's good. That's good. Whoa.
This is a little beer. There's so much beer in this.
Which one is it? We have 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's almost
time
over flies so soon.
When you're having fun.
It always happens this way, yeah.
This was great, right?
It's been nice. I mean, we didn't even really get into the super, super nitty gritty. I mean, we did. We talked about the prostate a lot, and I'm glad. I think we got in there.
Yeah.
Literally.
Uh-huh. But I think there's some other... I'd love to have you back again.
Oh, God.
Talk about some other stuff.
I'd love to be back. And any topic. Like, this... Yeah, this is it. I like this.
It's nice, right?
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's chill.
For me, it's like... it's like evocative or something. You feel like you're going somewhere else when you come to K-Chum.
Oh, yeah. My friend. Oh, I'm sorry. My friend Brandon Moten. I'm sorry. My friend Brandon Moten is watching and he was like, I'm also listening, not just Gabe and Divine. He was like, so
what
I'm
up,
listening.
Brandon?
So shout me out. Brandon. Shout out to Brandon.
Shout out.
Whoa. Follow them at Wits and Giggles on Instagram because they're a lovable, adorable girls. And they know how to have a good radio show, right? About things people want to talk about. Sex. Everybody
I know.
Wants to talk about
Who
sex.
Who doesn't want to talk about it?
Who doesn't?
And some people don't want to talk about sex. They want to listen to people talk about sex.
Exactly.
And we can be that for them too.
Let the so. you supply a service.
Yeah, we do.
It's how we feel. Like it's like somehow it feels like an important part of my life right now.
It is.
So
it
shout out to our
is.
Fans, our Tinder family.
Our fans.
Shout out to our fans.
Our fans.
All right, well, shit. Do you have, how do people say what's up to you? Do you have anything you want to, shout out?
I mean, I'm on Instagram at Michi Laquan. That's MeeCHieLaQuan. My page is private, so you will have to send a request.
Ooh.
will have to.
You will have to.
And he better not be on private so he could check you out and decide.
You know. Right, right. Yours need to be unlocked so that I can do my due diligence to see whether or not you deserve access. Uh-huh. No, I'm really not there.
I get it, though.
Yeah, but no, this is fun.
Well, we can't thank you enough for being here.
I can't thank you enough for having me. I've been so excited all day.
You're a natural.
I know, you really should
do it again, honestly.
I know that I want to. I think we'll just both have to check with our, you know, our assistants schedules and
things. We'll have our people talk.
My people will call your people.
Do you want to say thank you to anyone? I want to say thank you to all of our friends that joined us, wherever you came from.
I know.
It's like there's a wide world and all these different people are listening, so that's chill. Yeah, thanks, guys.
It's cool.
Michi, anyone you want to say bye to?
Oh, you know, bye, Brandon. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
No, thanks for... You too. Thank you, Wits and Giggles. You guys are host du jour, and I am going to be back.
Okay. See you again soon.
I'm telling you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I want you.